fasting, repentance and reconciliation. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of social security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NEFSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NEFSA Facebook page at Your NEFSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Hi everyone, it is my absolute joy and honor to stand before you today as we unveil the theme for the second ever RCV Music Awards. Last year, we launched these awards as part of our 30th anniversary celebrations, and what a powerful beginning it was. We witnessed artists, creatives, and believers come together to lift up the name of Jesus as we celebrated excellence in the music industry. This year, we continue that journey with a theme that speaks deeply to our identity and mission. The theme for 2025 RCV Music Awards is Set Apart, Marked for Purpose. These words are more than a slogan. They are a declaration, a reminder that we as God's people are called to live differently, to be set apart in how we love and how we speak and how we stand for truth and righteousness. Scripture tells us that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, not for status, not for separation, but for purpose. We are set apart so that we may proclaim His excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. This theme is a call to boldness, to live counterculturally, to stand out for Christ, not because we are better, but because we've been graciously chosen to carry the message of salvation into a world that desperately needs Him. From the stage to the red carpet, we invite artists, designers, producers, creatives, all believers to reflect on what it means to be set apart, marked for purpose. Join us on December 6th at Ciela Bonanza for a night that will showcase the very best in Christian music. Let's make this season one of boldness, beauty and purpose. Let's celebrate those who share Jesus boldly. Thank you and God bless you.
Members of Parliament urged to focus on delivering in their constituencies before vying for top office. CRAS says heavy traffic at 10 miles attributed to poor planning, and 13 killed as hospital showed in besieged Sudan City. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Operation Young Vote OIV Executive Director Gesi Nyirenda has urged members of parliament to focus on delivering tangible results in their constituencies before aspiring for higher political office. Mr. Nyirenda said MPs who have underperformed at constituency level cannot be entrusted with the responsibility of leading the country. His remarks come amid an increase in the number of MPs expressing interest in contesting the president's, with the latest being Chieng Member of Parliament, Given Katuta. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Nyirenda noted that while some aspirants may be eligible to run for higher office, they must first demonstrate a record of effective service and development in their current roles. Leaders who have failed to deliver at a lower level should not be entrusted with higher office. Even the Bible teaches that those who cannot manage small responsibility should not be given greater ones, said Mr. Nyirenda. He has advised MPs eyeing the presidents to first concentrate on fulfilling their mandates and improving service delivery in their constituencies before attempting to convince Zambians that they're capable of leading the nation.
Yes, it's important to dream. It's important to have ambitions. It's okay. It's free. And the constitution allows people can stand as many as they can. There's no limitation. But again, the people of Zambia will be able to show you that because you failed at a lower level, they cannot entrust you with leadership or with power at a higher level.
The United National Independence Party, UNIP, has expressed concern over what it terms as lack of consultation and inclusiveness by the country's emerging political leaders. UNIP Political Bureau Chairman Mubanga Shileshe cited the ongoing impasse between government and the family of former President Galungu as a matter that should have involved broader consultation with UNIP. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Chileshe said that with its vast experience in political conflict resolution, UNIP could have provided valuable counsel to both parties to help bring closure to the issue. The continued disregard for UNIP, the only political party with extensive knowledge and experience in governance and political affairs, is the reason the country continues to face unnecessary political tension, said Mr. Chileshe. He, however, reaffirmed that UNIP remains ready to offer guidance and counsel government on key national matters affecting the country.
Very correct. There is no consultation. There is no regard for senior citizens or senior politicians. We've gone through a lot of situations as UNIP. Remember, UNIP hosted a lot of liberation movements here. We hosted Kaunda moved ANC headquarters from South Africa to Lusaka here. And most of the freedom fighters who fought alongside the Nelson Mandela, those who were in exile, who died here in Zambia. When South Africa became free, the South African government sent emissaries here to come and talk to the Zambian government to actually exhume the bodies of those freedom fighters of South Africa who died here, and they were reburied in South Africa. Such has been a prism of Zambia in terms of dialoguing with the...
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAS, has expressed concern over what it terms poor planning by the contractor working on the Ndola-Lusaka dual carriageway, which has resulted in heavy traffic congestion around the 10 miles area. CRAS President Aaron Kamuti said the contractor should have anticipated and mitigated the situation during the construction process by creating an alternative route or detour for motorists. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti noted that the traffic congestion at 10 miles has persisted for months, causing frustration among road users. The contractor foresaw this situation and should have been more innovative in managing traffic flow during construction, said Mr. Kamuti. He added that it is not enough for the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and the Ministry of Infrastructure to issue statements without taking concrete action to address the problem. Mr. Kamuti further reviewed that many bus and truck drivers have reported incidents of theft in the area as they spend long hours, sometimes nights, stuck in traffic. He has since called on relevant authorities and the contractor to urgently resolve the situation to ensure the safety and smooth movement of motorists along the route.
They work on the detours and also other interventions to see to it that we intervene in the way things are being done. These guys, they have don't care attitudes. They have dug where we had the alternative routes which bus drivers were using, but now it's impossible because these guys haven't taken upon themselves to see to it that they work on the road where they should give a leeway to other motorists to use. But now they are working on everything, they are damaging everything, they don't even understand the effects of those who are driving, and especially the public passenger vehicles.
Various church mother bodies in Zambia are collaborating to revive the Orphan Sunday initiative, which is scheduled to be commemorated on 2nd November 2025. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ Executive Director Andrew Mwenda said Orphan Sunday is aimed at demonstrating God's love and compassion towards orphans through national and church-based celebrations. Bishop Mwenda expressed concern that Zambia no longer observes an event it initiated 22 years ago, despite it now being celebrated in 110 nations, including Turkey, the Netherlands, Italy, and parts of North America. During Orphan Sunday, the church comes together to assure orphans of God's love and care for them, said Bishop Mwenda. Meanwhile, Council of Churches in Zambia